listeners. This is my first podcast for a long time, many months. The last one I didn't put up in the end. I recorded it. I was got partway through editing it and just thought this is just way too bleak. When I pressed save, I saved it as Orchard Cry, and it's pretty close to what it was. So I didn't put that up, and I've had to let a few months go by. So here I am again. It's the beginning of the summer holidays. It's July 2016. I've left everyone at home for a little bit, so we'll see how that goes. It feels like a lifetime has gone by since. I think it was February when I posted last. So much has happened. It's been flipping epic. So the kind of mega crises that we were having every week they've kind of died down now. Well, a long way died down. But then what that does is reveal, you know, you think, oh, I can't wait till this crisis cycle is over. And then everything will be fine, life will be normal. And then it does die down and you realise that there's just another layer underneath that. That's where I am now. I'm in that other layer of, oh, crisis is still complex. And there was all this stuff I couldn't see when we were in the crisis cycle that I've now got to deal with. So anyway, it's left me feeling very tired. And that kind of tiredness that just one good sleep and a day of lying around doesn't quite knock on the head. This often happens to me at this time of year as well. I've just got to give into it a bit. So I remember last year on holiday, we just limped to August. And then we were laid in a caravan and literally I would get my book. I think, oh, just read for an hour and then I'll go for a swim and then I might go for a walk. I would read for 10 minutes, feel tired, drift off to sleep, wake up 2 hours later, still feel tired, have a drink and another sleep. I might make it for a swim by about 6 o'clock in the evening. I did that for a week. It just washed over me and it was lovely. So I think I'm working up to that again. So in the anticipation of doing some reading, I've downloaded some books, I've bought some books, I'm looking forward to reading. I'm downloading some new music and some maybe a couple of films. By the way, if you've got tiny children, you'll be hating me right now because the thought of just even reading a book or watching a film on your own that'll be a long distant memory. So this is the benefit of having older children, as you can. You get vast swathes of time that you can't really go out on your own for and do anything productive. You kind of got to be around the house with half an ear, or a whole ear out. Just at the age when you think, oh, I'm not going to be trapped anymore, you realise you are, just in a different way. So, long lines as well. You get longer lines, that's nice. So I'm also, as well as feeling super tired, I'm also feeling guilty. Yay! So I'm feeling guilty because this is the time of year where people talk about, oh, we're going to go trekking here, we're going to go kayaking down a river, we're all going to an outdoor performance of some Shakespeare together, the kids love it, you know, the kind of thing. And it's just such it's a long way off for us, this type of thing. And then I start to think, well, the only reason we're not doing that, just because I'm too lazy, stroke tired, and I just need to get a grip, get organised. That's maybe partly true. But at the same time, I just haven't got the bandwidth. You know, my bandwidth gets us through the day and gets us for a week holiday. Make sure everyone's got pants to wear and there's some towels and there's some vague swimming wear that just about fits everybody. That's as far as it goes. So I'm trying not to feel guilty about, you know, not going to the British Museum or to an outdoor filming of Greece dressed up for a sing-along. I'm trying not to feel guilty about all that. The other thing I'm feeling guilty about that I find acceptance really, really hard. So I've heard a lot lately about, well, you just have to accept that your house will be wrecked, that your stuff will never be yours, or, you know, kind of like the dark side will invade your life and you just have to go along with it. Maybe keep your little space of little chink of light by locking your biscuits away. I can't do that kind of acceptance at all. I try and do it outwardly, but bloody hell, it's hard. I rage a lot. I rage much more than I should do. But I rage when, you know, something unspeakable spilt around everywhere, that something's happened to something that we all use, something's been sprinkled over, oh, you know what I mean. So yeah, I find that really hard to accept. My stuff being broken, I find that really difficult. Yeah, I think it's important that we don't try and see ourselves as sort of saints, having to live up to some kind of sainthood. That is a long way from where I am. I like to leave little ironic, sarcastic notes around the place. What the hell happened to this? With an arrow to a broken pen. That kind of thing. That's what keeps me going. Gives me a little laugh. A little tiny laugh. So this summer, for me, I'm sorry if it can't be this for you. Maybe September can be this for you. My summer is going to be a bit about pedaling back, doing less work, doing a few things that make me feel happy, trying to get out for my rambly pseudo runs when I can, jabbering to myself in the orchards. Yeah, so books, music, comedy. Embracing the tiredness. I'm going to be doing that. The French are very good at that, I think, on their summer holidays. I like to buy a French magazine every summer. And always in there will be some kind of editorial about how the summer is the time for dream time. We all go into the dreams. They go in and out of our heads, and the colours and the sounds, and we sip some champagne. And I used to think that was stupidly pretentious, but that's really where I go now. Yep. I like to go to the dreamtime, summertime, just dozing off through the day, waking up, not knowing where you are, what time it is, dozing off again. Oh God, it's lovely. Drinking, really getting into a book properly, so you think you're there. And because I know we will not be drama free this summer, we haven't been already, in fact, I'm going to float above the madness. That's going to be my aim, like a sort of Zen mother fairy. I'm going to be floating. I see the madness going on below me, but I'm going to steady myself, keep myself above it, not be turned mad by the madness. So that's my aim. I'll let you know how I get on with that. So for now, I hope you all do have a lovely summer. I hope it isn't too difficult. If it is, just take care of yourselves. Have fun, relax, stay calm. See you soon. Bye.